This day, radio stations across Canada come together to air A Day to Listen. It is an initiative of the Gord Downie and Chaney Wenjack Fund. Gord Downie was a legendary frontman in the iconic Canadian band The Tragically Hip. He encouraged Canadians to do something when it came to reconciliation in this country. And I hope you are enjoying our conversations with incredible Indigenous people on this land that we share. To hear all of the conversations, please head to adaytolisten.ca.
New truck, big lift, old roads, we've been tearing up since way back when. But these wheels are innocent. New hitch, new seats, no hit story, and you just can't fake that. So let's change that, girl. Let's go put some miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running, just you and me in a truck bed, wide like a California king. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles. Ain't gotta try too hard. My baby's pushed to start. All torque, full speed, off-road, on me. 0 to 100 fast. My foot ain't touched the gas. I said, hey baby, slow it down, let's make it last. You said, where's the fun in that? Yeah, let's go put some miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running. Just you. The night like that radio dial, shoulder to shoulder where nobody knows, know where we're going, we ain't going on, we're putting miles on it, back of the Chevy with the engine running, just you and me in a truck bed wide like a California king, we could break it in if you know what I mean, put some miles on it.
Welcome back. I'm Julian Taylor, and I am an Afro-Indigenous artist from Toronto. I just wanted to talk a little bit about what that means to me. And for me, it means that we are also still here. We are all brothers, sisters, aunties, uncles, cousins, children, daughters, sons, and we are all related. This year, the theme for these conversations that I've had with many First Nations people across Turtle Island is all my relations, and that is very important to me as well. It is a reminder that we are all connected to everything and everyone around us, and to move forward with kindness, love, and respect. A Day to Listen is a broadcast in partnership with the Gord Downie and Chaney Wenjack Fund. Chaney Wenjack was an Anishinaabe boy who ran away from the Cecilia Jeffrey Residential School in 1966, hoping to find his way home, 600 kilometers away. He didn't make it home, but his legacy lives on in the work we're doing together here today, educating Canadians on the true history of Indigenous people and the lasting impacts of residential schools. Today, the Gord Downie and Chaney Wenjack Fund honors the legacies of Chaney and Gord by sending tools and resources to educators from coast to coast to coast to help them not only teach the true history of residential schools and their colonial policies, but also the richness, diversity, and strength of Indigenous cultures. Learn more about how you can support this important work at downiewenjack.ca.
Bye. More Move music next.
Crave is the exclusive home of groundbreaking HBO originals.
Streets are talking again. They know there's only one man big enough to run this city.
Including The Penguin, the next chapter in the Batman saga.
The world ain't set up for the honest man to succeed.
Starring Academy Award nominee Colin Farrell.
I'm gonna tear down the empire from the inside out.
The Penguin, an HBO original limited series. Stream now only on Crave.
Trust me, it's just the beginning.
Subscribe at crave.ca.
Hero Home Care presents Hero Facts with Captain Mighty.
Did you know the world's thinnest hero is the human wafer?
I did not.
Crispy, too. And the most helpful hero team is Hero Home Care.
Hero Home Care?
Yes, whether the need is companionship, 24-hour nursing care, or something in between, they provide solutions for peace of mind for families in the Lower Mainland and Fraser Valley.
So that's why they're heroes and not just caregivers.
Exactly. Hey, did you know the strictest hero is the librarian?
Still no.
She's very shushy. Hero! Homecare.ca.
De Beers took control of 90% of the worldwide supply of natural diamonds in 1891.
133 years ago.
And now De Beers has been sold. Jewelers worldwide are worried about what's going to happen next.
But our reputation for always paying cash on the spot makes Spence Diamonds a favorite customer of diamond mines and diamond cutting houses all over the world.
That's why we're not worried, and you shouldn't be either.
You have Spence, and Spence has Fiona.
Spence. Wow! Located in Vancouver and Langley.
Attention Save On Food shoppers, we have an in-store special on potatoes.
Locally sourced potatoes, which, if unsold, will be donated to a local food bank or a farm to feed animals or return to the earth as compost. Because at Save On Foods, we believe that food should be put to its best possible use, not just thrown away.
We're extra passionate about helping our communities because a little extra can mean a lot. Learn more at SaveOnFoods.com.
Save On Foods, giving you extra.
Finding it tough to save with rising costs? At Envision Financial, we're here to help you reach your goals, whether they're just around the corner or years down the road. We offer flexible saving options, competitive rates, and steady returns you can rely on. Boost your savings with guaranteed returns. Talk to an Envision Financial advisor today about options that fit your life. See website for terms and conditions. Envision Financial is a division of First West Credit Union.
Welcome, everyone, to our housewarming party. We just wanted to thank those who helped us get here. First, Tony, our amazing realtor. Also, Susan with the market forecasts. Isaac and Gurpreet for the historic sales data. Maylin in MLS. Jordan in professional standards. Anya, Sarah, the Michaels, both L and P.
Behind every purchase or sale, there's a team of realtors and brokers. And behind that team, there's us. The Greater Vancouver Realtors, the people who support the people who do real estate.
Maxine, Claire, almost done. Brianne, Micah, Alex.
A provincial general election has been called for October 19th, and there are so many ways to vote.
I always vote in advance. It's so easy.
I vote by mail. Super convenient.
I vote at my district electoral office.
I like voting on final voting day.
There are so many ways to vote. Visit elections.bc.ca for all the information you need to vote in the provincial general election.
At Sleep Country, we're celebrating 30 years of great sleep with amazing deals.
Big.
It's the biggest event in our history with buy one, get one free on our best-selling pillows.
As if.
And a free gift with $149 minimum purchase.
Free.
Hurry in and say cheers to 30 years with anniversary deals only at Sleep Country. See in-store or online for details.
So how's it going with your moving plans?
I haven't quite got out of the starting blocks yet.
Well, it's a busy time of year. You should really book soon, especially if you want the best move ever with You Move Me.
You Move Me?
Yeah, they're the full-service, super organized and friendly movers. You Move Me takes care of everything to get you set up for moving day. They'll even come do your packing and unpacking if you want.
Hassle-free, stress-free moving? Now that's what I'm looking for.
They're easy to find, too. Just go to youmoveme.com.
Hi, Keith here from Speedy Glass. If your windshield is cracked, now is the best time to get it replaced and be ready to hit the rainy season. For a limited time, get a free pair of Trico wiper blades with your windshield replacement at Speedy Glass, a $60 value, installation included. New windshield, free wipers, clearly a good idea. Book your appointment today at speedyglass.ca. Hurry. Offer ends November 1st. Conditions apply. Details at speedyglass.ca.
Speedy Glass Replace.
CTVNewsVancouver.ca, your trusted news source. Get stories that matter to you 24/7. Local breaking news. Anytime, anywhere at CTVNewsVancouver.ca and the CTV News app.
This is a day to listen. A day to elevate the voices of Indigenous peoples in partnership with the Gord Downie and Chani Wenjack Fund. For more information, visit adaytolisten.ca. Is a Day to Listen 2024 with your host, Julian Taylor.
Today is the National Day for Truth and Reconciliation. We are bringing you conversations and stories about Indigenous people all day. And I hope you have been not only enjoying them, but also learning things about Indigenous people that you may not have known before. To listen to our full conversations with a multitude of fascinating Indigenous people, we offer insight into everything from language and loss to the celebration of culture. Check out adaytolisten.ca. I'm your host, Julian Taylor.
Sing me a song, babe.
What kind of song, babe?
The one you hear when you look into my soul. Sing me a song, babe.
What kind of song, babe?
It ain't gotta be good, it ain't gotta be long. Just sing me a song. It ain't gotta be good, it ain't gotta be long. Just sing me a song.
Play me a song, babe.
What kind of song, babe?
The one that feels closest to my touch. Play me a song, babe.
What if I get it wrong, babe?
It ain't gotta be good, it ain't gotta be long. Just play me a song.
It ain't gotta be good, it ain't gotta be long. Just play me a song. And I could play this guitar without any strings.
I could sing for hours about everything.
And that'd be alright by me. I could play this guitar without any strings.
I could sing for hours about everything.
And that'd be alright by me. So sing me a song, babe.
What kind of song, babe?
The one you hear when you look into my soul. Sing me a song, babe.
What kind of song, babe?
It ain't gotta be good, it ain't gotta be long. Just sing me a song. It ain't gotta be good, it ain't gotta be long. Just sing me a song. It ain't gotta be good, it ain't gotta be long. Just sing me a song.
Greetings and salutations. I'm Julian Taylor, your host for A Day to Listen, in partnership with the Gord, Downey, and Cheney Wenjack Fund. We are bringing you highlights from conversations with Indigenous people all day today on hundreds of radio stations across Canada. How many of you been up north? And I mean really up north, not like Sudbury. My next guest was born in the second most northern community in all of Canada, Resolute Bay. But Madeline Alakarelak and her family did not always live there. In fact, the government of Canada relocated her family, like they did with so many Indigenous nations.
My grandparents, Minnie Alakarelak and Joanie, her late husband, I mean, they're both gone now, but in the 50s, my grandparents, along with my aunts, my uncle, and their relatives, our relatives, were forcefully moved by the federal government in the 1950s. In my grandmother's case, they were moved in 1955. Her daughter, my Araluk Sarah, my aunt, her oldest daughter, her family was moved in 53. So all this to protect those high Arctic lands from other countries. And my grandparents, they were all promised good hunting, homes, a good life. And when they arrived, they had to pitch their tent in October and it was already blizzardy. They were dropped off on the shore and they had to fend for themselves. So luckily there was a military base near the community or near the lands or the shores where they were dropped off to. But they were to not have any interaction with the Air Force base. But there is a dump and thank goodness for that dump. They were able to thaw out half burnt oranges and apples to feed the kids because they didn't know where the hunting grounds were and they were not familiar with the lands and obviously there were no houses for them. And it was really hard. So I always like to bring that up because having the resiliency of those that were forcefully moved up there, I think it has formed who I am today.
Oh my goodness, can you imagine being dropped off in the middle of nowhere? It's winter, it's a blizzard, and you have to live in a tent. This was the 1950s, so for a lot of us, maybe you were alive, or you had siblings born during this time. Your parents and grandparents could have been certainly living their lives in southern Canadian cities. Well, Madeline Alakarelak and her strength comes from her ancestors, and we're going to hear a bit more about that later. I'm Julian Taylor. Stick around, please, won't you?
Day to Listen 2024 with your host, Julian Taylor.
How are you spending this National Day for Truth and Reconciliation? I hope you are doing something to honor the residential school survivors and the children who never made it home. Even if it's just listening to the stories right here on this station. Don't go away because we're going to hear more from Madeline Alakarela and her life as an Inuk woman. I'm Julian Taylor.
Misery, love's company, compulsive indulgence. favorite bad habit.
This war and win it.
The biggest show on TV is back. HBO's House of the Dragon. Only available on Crave.
I did not think they would be so eager to die.
Don't miss the global phenomenon critics call thrilling and endlessly captivating.
And the path to victory now is one of violence.
HBO's original House of the Dragon. New season. Stream now. Only on Crave. Subscribe at crave.ca.
Ugh, these vacation prices are really adding up. Flights? Hotels?
Are your vacation plans going off-road? I'm a Sunwing financial advisor, saving you money while giving you more.
Did you say fly-nancial advisor?
Yeah, Sunwing financial advisor. There are thousands of us across Canada, cracking the code on vacation savings so you can crack open that SPF.
Huh, that makes so much financial sense.
Book with your local travel advisor or at...
Ask your doctor about Jublia.
BC farming families like K&W Farms work hard to make sure you get fresh quality island eggs.
We've been BC egg farmers for 28 years now. You can find our eggs as Island Gold Enriched Brown or Island Gold Omega 3.
We're local, we're fresh, and we're family run.
As an egg farmer and a company, we're proud to show you what BC farmers do on a daily basis to get you a fresh quality egg.
Available at local grocery stores. Learn more about Island Eggs at fieldstoforks.ca.
What's your favorite dish at Cora?
The one that's $15.
That's helpful. The spinach and cheddar omelet is $15. The banana waffle is $15. The 10-star skillet is $15. The ham benedictine is $15. And the surprise, also $15.
Yep, like I said, the one that's $15.
Come enjoy one of five mouth-watering dishes for just $15 until October 6th, dine-in only. I do breakfast at Cora's Breakfast and Lunch with our favorites at $15 promotion.
Now streaming on Paramount Plus.
This is Dr. Fraser Crane. I'm listening.
He's back again.
Hey, Dad, I got a question about punctuation.
Ooh! No, stay on task.
And he's more Fraser than ever.
How do I look?
Rich.
Just what I was going for.
Oh, my God, they traded your baby for wine!
Do you really think we would trade John for white Zinfandel? Or any wine?
Fraser. New season now streaming on Paramount Plus.
There has never been a better time to start your fitness journey with Club 16 Trevor Linden Fitness, featuring She's Fit. Only $10 gets you started, with weekly rates starting from just $4.99. But hurry, this is your final chance to lock in this price. Sign up today and come train with confidence. Club 16 Trevor Linden Fitness, featuring She's Fit. Join before October 1st and lock in the lowest rates of the year. 17 Lower Mainland locations. Find yours and join on site or get started now. TrevorLindenFitness.com.
The Joker
is a monster.
I just want to blow it all up.
This Friday.
His depraved acts of violence led to riots by his followers.
Nobody knew I existed. But look around. Look at all these people. Who do you think they see?
You can do anything you want. You're Joker.
Joker. Only in theaters Friday.
It's hard to make time for everything on your to-do list, especially at this time of year. But blood and plasma donors are essential to helping meet patients' needs. We're asking you to add a donation to your to-do list.
Because our communities depend on it.
Because it's critical to my son's treatment.
Because you might need it in an emergency.
Make donating a life-saving habit. For patients and the people who love them, you'll make all the difference. Visit blood.ca to book a donation appointment at a Canadian Blood Services location near you.
Tonight, making his stand-up debut.
Oh, I can't believe you talked me into this. I'm gonna bomb.
No, you're not.
Think positive. Happy thoughts.
I got nothing.
Well, BMO gives you a cash bonus when you open a checking and savings account.
Oh, that's good. Okay.
Yeah, to kickstart your savings habit. They also have great rates.
It worked. Well, see you later.
Hey, the stage is this way. Where are you going?
To BMO. A cash bonus is no laughing matter.
Learn more at BMO.com/cash. Terms and conditions apply.
BMO.
22 players come together to find the traitors among them.
Who will outsmart whom?
The ultimate murder mystery game. The Traitors Canada. New episode tonight at 10 on CTV. Stream tomorrow on Crave.
You have more power than you think. You hold the power to do something. Listen and learn. Today, we honor Indigenous history, amplify Indigenous voices, and honor Indigenous cultures. This is A Day to Listen, and there's more to hear at adaytolisten.ca.
There's a fire starting in my heart, reaching a fever pitch, and it's bringing me out the dark.
I'm Julian Taylor, and this is A Day to Listen. Madeline Alakareluk is Inuk. She currently lives in Montreal, but she maintains her language of Inuktitut. Our language connects us to our cultures and to our families, some of whom don't speak English because it was never the first language that they ever spoke in this country, and there was no need to learn it.
I hosted the only Inuktitut news supper hour program on television in all of Canada. It's called Igala, and I was a TV host there. So I read the news in Inuktitut for, and this was very special for me to do because I grew up with my grandmother and she didn't speak any English. She only spoke Inuktitut, and growing up, I would translate for her because Minnie was a seamstress and Resolute Bay was a stomping ground for many tourists and explorers trying to make it to the North Pole. Many would rely on my grandmother's stitches and her sewing to make their clothing that were lightweight and warm. Reading the news in Inuktitut always reminded me that there are Inuit still today that speak no English, mm-hmm. And depend on the likes of the public broadcaster, whether it be through radio, in my case it was television, to get the news, to get the weather, to get the information about what's happening in our other communities. Right. It's still, internet is very slow. We don't have fiber optics, so it gets very frustrating, trying to, you know, be online and though there are many young people are very social media savvy, the older people, not quite there yet. Though, don't ever underestimate them is what I learned. They catch on very quickly. There's very cute Facebook requests from little grannies and grandpas.
It's so admirable how Madeline has such a strong family connection and has such an incredible personal strength to carry on. She lost a daughter early this year and is also caring for an adopted baby daughter who has not yet left the hospital since she was born in October of 2023. Our prayers are with you, Madeline. I'm Julian Taylor, and this is A Day to Listen.
Truth is bulletproof, there's no fooling you. I don't dress the same. Me and who you say I was yesterday have gone our separate ways. Left my living fast somewhere in the past, cause that's for chasing cars. Turns out open bars lead to broken hearts. I'm going way too far. Be young. You tell me time has not changed me. That's fine, I've had a good run. I know I used to be crazy. That's cause I used to be young. Take one, pour it out. It's not worth crying about the things you can't erase. Like tattoos and regrets, words I never meant.
You. used to be crazy. Messed up, but God, was it fun? I know it used to be wild. That's good. To be young.
It's up to us to acknowledge the true history of this land and take meaningful action toward reconciliation. A Day to Listen is about amplifying Indigenous voices, sharing Indigenous art and culture, and preserving Indigenous stories for future generations. Find more at adaytolisten.ca.
station. Home of the Nat and Drew Show. Weekday mornings, 5:30 to 10.
And today's best variety.
Move. Move 103.5.
Sound the same. When our friends talk about you, all it does is just tear me down. 'Cause my heart breaks a little when I hear your name. It all just sounds like time I close my eyes, it all just sounds like ooh. Too young, too dumb to realize that I should have bought you flowers and held your hand. Should have gave you all my hours when I had. Another man. Although it hurts, I'll be the first to say that I was wrong. Oh, I know I'm probably much too late to try and apologize for my mistakes, but I just want you to know. Hope he holds your hand, give you all his hours when he has the chance. Take you to every party, 'cause I remember how much you love to dance. Do all the things I should have done when I was your man. Do all the things I should have done when I was your man.
Amplifying Indigenous voices. This is a day to listen in partnership with the Gord Downie and Chani Wenjack Fund.
Hello and welcome. This is Julian Taylor, and this is a day to listen in partnership with the Gord Downie and Chani Wenjack Fund. It is such an honor to be here today and bring you stories from the Indigenous nations across this country. I myself am an Afro-Indigenous musician, songwriter, and artist from Toronto, and here's a little tidbit about my history. My great-grandmother was a residential school survivor, and my great-great-grandmother was a slave in the West Indies when Africans were brought to North America. Now, an interesting thing about Africans and Indigenous people is that Indigenous people did help African Americans find freedom through the Underground Railroad, and that is just one of the things that bring us together. The most important thing, however, that brings us together is love. If you want to know more about what we're doing here on your favorite radio station, please check out the website, adaytolisten.ca.
Looking for my car keys and painkillers. Tropical sweat and two middle fingers. I know I said I ghosted at you, but I waited it out for you. I wish I knew the way things were between us. I'm fucking up, make it better to yours. Every time I think I know you, I'm trying to stay cool.